Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah has completed its discussion now of what is considered to be two courtyards, what is considered to be one courtyard. And the Mishnah asks, Ketzad Mishtatfin B'movoi? How does one make a Shidr Mavoyes? Now, if you think about it, when it comes to an Erev Chatzeres, so there are only a few houses in the one courtyard. So the way an Erev Chatzeres was generally made is that each member of the courtyard would bring food and put it in one particular house. Or maybe that person whose house it was being put in, he would go collecting food from each member. And since there were only a few houses, that was okay. But when it comes to Shidr Mavoyes, this is made for multiple courtyards. And it needs to work for each individual in the courtyards. So it's quite impractical to do it by one person gathering food from each individual person. It's much easier if there can be a way for one person to do it on behalf of everybody. And that's what the Mishnah has come to tell us. Meniach esachovis v'oimer. He can place down a barrel of wine, let's say, and he can declare as follows. Hari zel chobni mavui. Behold, this is for all of the people who live in the mavui. Meaning he is giving it over to everybody who lives in the mavui. We're going to see how much wine exactly there needs to be. In a couple of Mishnah's time, we'll see how much food there needs to be for each person. But assuming there is enough wine for everybody, he transfers the ownership of this barrel of wine to now be jointly owned by everybody who lives in the Mavui. And that's definitely a much quicker way of making Shidr Mavoyes. Now he has food, or he has a liquid, which is jointly owned by everybody, and that liquid is in a particular part of the Mavui. It's in a particular courtyard, let's say. And so we consider that everybody is jointly owning that courtyard and that entire Mavui. Now, how exactly does he give over ownership of that to everybody else? In general, the way somebody acquires something is by lifting it up. But over here, if everybody has to lift it up, then it's just as impractical as collecting food from everybody. But the truth is, it's enough that one person lifts it up on behalf of everybody. If he lifts it up and acquires it on behalf of all the members of the Mavui, that is good enough. However, the person needs to be concerned that the person who is lifting it up and acquiring it is able to do so. And the halacha is that one's little children, who are under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, as well as one's non-Jewish slaves, everything which they own is really owned by the father or the master of the slave. And when they acquire something, it's like the father or the master is acquiring it himself. So just like it wouldn't help for somebody to transfer ownership of something by handing it over to his other hand, you can't do an act of acquisition by passing something from your right hand to your left hand. So too, you wouldn't be able to do it by passing something to your young son. And so the Mishnah says that a mezakeh lahen, he can give the ownership over to the members of the Mavui, ayidei b'noi uvita agadolim, via his son or daughter who are above the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, via the Avdei Shivchasei HaIvrim, or by giving it over to his Jewish male or female slave, via the Ishta, or even to his wife, even though what a wife owns, the husband can use, and he has got some sort of possession and ownership over what she has, nevertheless, she can still acquire things without him. At least according to the opinion of this Mishnah, her hand is not still considered to be like her husband's hand. And of course, the Mishnah's examples here are just common examples and convenient ones. Since his family is around, it's much easier to get them to acquire it on behalf of the members of the Mavui. And also uses these examples to compare it to children who are under Bar Bas Mitzvah, or to slaves who are non-Jewish. But of course, you would be able to use anybody, really. You could get a friend as well, who is above the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, and he could also acquire it on behalf of everybody in the Mavui. Okay, but the Mishnah ends off, Aval Einem Zakala De Bidnei Yovita Ketanim. He cannot transfer the ownership of the barrel via his son or daughter, who are under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah. V'loya De Avdei V'Shchas HaKenanim, nor can he do it via his male or female non-Jewish slave. Because their hand is considered to be like his hand, and so you can't acquire something to them, because it's like you passing something from one of your hands to your other hands. And just like that certainly would not work, so too this would not be a way of transferring ownership to everybody else.